From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. If you happen to speak Mandarin, you can email your friends in Chinese, you can read web articles in Chinese, but you can't type an entire web address or URL using Chinese characters, or Hindi characters, or Hebrew characters, or for that matter, in Arabic. That's because up to now, domain names, the information that follows the dot in the .com world, could only be written in the standard A to Z or Latin alphabet. Well, that's about to change. ICANN, the international organization that oversees internet domain names, has approved the use of characters beyond the Latin alphabet in those domain names. The system is expected to go into effect in the middle of next year. Rod Beckstrom is ICANN's president and CEO, and he joins me now to talk about what's in a name. And Mr. Beckstrom, in this case, I take this as much more than just a cosmetic name change.
It is. It's a major change. It got started back in 1996 when a researcher in Switzerland decided that he was tired of not being able to type German letters in for domain names. And so he decided to kick off an initiative to introduce international domain names into the Internet 13 years ago today.
It sounds like this really could be quite a sweeping change because we're talking about a lot of people in some fairly large countries that might all be changing their URLs all at once.
Over half the 1.6 billion users of the Internet today are born in a language group that does not use Latin scripts. So for them, this is a very, very big deal because they've had to type in their keyboard in their native script, for example, in a word processor or something else, and then switch modes to type a domain name, which is really quite an inconvenience.
Okay, a couple points of order. The change right now only affects domain names and initially the new naming system will only affect web addresses that have those so-called country codes. So let's say that you're a business person in China. What would that new address look like?
The Chinese Latinate extension is .cn, which is the country code for China. So they'll be replacing that with some Chinese characters, or rather having a new domain name set that you can sign up for. Now, in the future, there'll be other top-level domains opened up in other languages, .com, .net, .org. But if you're a business in China, then you might decide to go and register your Chinese name, the two Chinese characters, when that becomes available sometime next year.
Just curious, in Arabic, will the URL be written from right to left?
And I'm actually not sure. I've got to look into that in terms of how they're going to organize the top-level piece. I would guess they might do that from right to left, because that would be natural for the eye.
Well, we're going to let you get back to us on that one. What about security concerns? We've heard suggestions that the more domain names that you have out there, the easier it might be for cyber criminals to take advantage of the system.
Yes. You know, one of the reasons it's taken so long to work this through the policy system is that there's been a desire to reduce the opportunities for cybercrime, in particular what's called phishing, which is when users are fooled by a domain name, for example, that appears in their email or appears in a link somewhere. Standards have been developed to avoid this type of problem. First off, of course, we're only going to approve the top-level domains like the, you know, .cn or .rf for Russian Federation, etc., that don't confuse users. And then there's some guidelines for what we call the second level that have been developed to avoid many of these problems.
What does this mean for people in the U.S. who might want to access a URL using characters that are outside of the Latin alphabet but don't have those characters represented on their keyboards?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of different options. One is, Michelle, about half of the pages people go to now, they get to through their search engines. So you might be able to search for a page using your English language or some names that you know, might get you to a link that's actually in an international domain name. If you're going to type it into your browser, you're either going to have to know how to switch your keyboard mode into a different language set or script set, or you're going to need to learn Puny code. But I think very few people will do this because, generally speaking, if you want to use a different language, you're going to be familiar with that language and how to flip your keyboard, you know, into that mode if you wish.
Rod Beckstrom, thanks so much. It's been good to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Rod Beckstrom is the CEO and president of ICANN. That's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.